We're going to continue our Freedom Friday series this morning with a little bit different take. Instead of visiting specifically with a veteran about their experiences during their service, we're going to talk a little bit about what some folks are doing to honor those veterans years after their service. Jeff Ballinger joins us this morning. He's a businessman in Council Bluffs, and Jeff is also the co-organizer of the effort to put together Western Iowa honor flights for Korean War veterans, and they've had some success here early. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. Jeff, how did this idea ever come about?
Well, actually, Jim, we started with the honor flights for the World War II veterans, and I know there was some folks that we had the privilege of taking from the KJAN and listening area, Cass County there, and some of the other areas. And we did that actually starting in 2008. The honor flight program was started by a gentleman by the name of Earl Morris, and what he did was he was a physician's assistant, and he worked with World War II veterans and thought it was a shame that a lot of these individuals did not get a chance to go see their memorial in Washington, D.C., these World War II veterans. And so he started flying them out to Washington, D.C., and started a program called Honor Flight. And from there, hubs started popping up all over the United States. And we started one in Western Iowa, Jim, that started in Council Bluffs with the help of Chuck Lakin, the Lakin family that were born and reared in Emerson, Iowa. And from there, they had made the initial donation. And from there, we went over to Central Iowa and actually took several flights out of the Des Moines area, courtesy of both Casey's General Stores and Hy-Vee. And so we had done, I think it was 8 flights total, and we had started to get some questions from the Korean veterans. You know, they said that was the forgotten war, but we sure didn't want to forget them. And so, true to form, Western Iowans stepped up. And so here we go on October 30th with a flight with about 125 Korean War veterans to head out to see their memorial.
Well, you know, you hate to boil everything down to money, but it does cost to get folks there. And, boy, folks really stepped up to help out, didn't they?
Yeah, you're exactly right. At $80,000 was our budget, 80. And so, boy, you look around and say, how do we get from here to there? Because, of course, you've got to charter a plane, and we want to feed our veterans. And we don't feel that our veterans look dignified in just a gray shirt, you know, a gray T-shirt. So we like to make sure they've got the gold shirts, so we can recognize them when they're out there. And we like to make sure they have the hats. And we have a pre-flight dinner the night before for the families because, of course, when our men and women go to war, it's a family experience, the sacrifices, not just the individual that goes. And so, Jim, we really like to make it a nice event. You and I wouldn't be able to do what we do without the sacrifices of our veterans. And so this is just our way to say thanks. And financially, Iowa West was our biggest donor at $30,000, and then Scott Dahl from the Dahl Distributing family out of Council Bluffs donated $10,000. We had Don Larson from Larson Office Supply also donated $2,000. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Dean family out of Glenwood who also donated $1,000. And we had several folks just donate all up and down Western Iowa. It really was a team effort, whether it was $50 out of Stanton, Iowa, or $100 out of the Red Oak area, people really stepped up to honor our veterans.
That really doesn't surprise you that much, does it?
Absolutely not. Iowans are very patriotic by nature. Whether it's the Desert Storm or going back to the World War II veterans, we're just, God bless our state and our country. People in our state, Jim, really like to say thank you to our veterans. And like I said, whether it was somebody writing a check for $50, I can remember there was a widow from the Stanton area that said, you know, my husband has been gone 10 years, and this was particular instance was the World War II. And this may not go very far, but it's all I have to donate at this time, and I hope this allows somebody else to go. That's just the spirit of our country, and that's the spirit of our Western Iowans. And so, no, it does not surprise me.
Yeah, I suppose the only disappointing part about this whole project is that you can't take everybody with you.
No, and that's a great point. We'd love to. We really kind of narrowed it down to combat veterans. And the Korean War, of course, was from 1950 to 1953. I believe over 300,000 of our men went over to fight. Many of the veterans I've talked to, some of whom actually were fighting in World War II and were stationed over in Japan. And so they, one individual I talked to, a veteran, told me that he still wears socks to bed because his feet are still cold from serving in Korea. But we'd love to take them all. These guys answered the bell and stopped communism dead in its tracks over there and met the Russians and the Chinese head on. And so we owe them a debt of gratitude.
Well, and who knows? This may not be the last effort either. I'm sure if it has a lot of successes, it sounds that it has already, other folks will step forward. Jeff, can I ask you a little bit about what they'll do? I've talked to some of the World War II veterans who've gone on these honor flights, and they say while it's exhilarating, exciting, it's a long day because they see and do a lot.
They sure do. We get up bright and early, and we go wheels up usually about 6 a.m. from Omaha, and then we get into Dulles Airport around 10 o'clock Eastern. Daylight time, and then we have chartered buses, and we'll go right to the Korean Memorial. And some of these veterans had sons that are that may have served in Vietnam, so we'll go from the Korean right. We'll walk right over, or if they need wheelchairs, we'll wheel them right over to the Vietnam Memorial, and then from there we'll probably drive over to the World War II Memorial, so they'll have a chance to see that memorial. We'll then drive over to the Air Force Memorial, and we'll then go over to the changing of the guard at Arlington, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We'll look at the, of course, the Arlington Cemetery. And then if we have time, Jim, I'd like to take them by the Pentagon. It now has a memorial from 9/11, and that's right on the way back to Dulles. So Dulles Airport on our way back home. So they'll we'll probably get home about 9 o'clock Central Daylight Time in the evening. So it's a full day, but a very rewarding day. And we always like to say that the Guardians, of course, who are the group of folks that we take with us to watch over the veterans, we seem to get older on the trip, and the veterans seem to get younger.
I bet they do. It's, you know, it gives them an opportunity to, you know, not just remember, but also to have that bit of pride, too, that other people remember what they were able to do and sacrifice for.
Absolutely. We see these veterans get a chance to download memories. And sometimes, maybe for the very first time, they get to do it. And in the case of our World War II veterans, of course, we're losing them at a pace of 800 a day. But our Korean veterans aren't too far behind them. So some veterans do not have the financial wherewithal to go on some of these trips. And so I remember talking to one individual who said, you know, I just simply would not have the resources to go. So a big, big thank you to the donors. And so we really want to make sure we make it count when we get out there so they're able to see everything that they can see on this special trip.
Well, and I know you're doing back-to-back days, one for Nebraskans on October 29th, the one for the Iowans on October 30th, and they're still doing some bit of fundraising for the Nebraska trip. And even though you've already gotten to the point where you're covering your expenses for the Iowa trip, is there room for more donations?
Well, yeah, we'll always take donations because, you just like you said, you never know what the future may hold. And If folks would like to do that, they can call us at 712-322-6638, or they can send it to P.O. Box 125, that's Western Iowa Honor Flight, P.O. Box 125, Council Bluffs, 51502, and it's all tax deductible. We have a 501c19 or a 501c3 if we run through the Midlands Community Foundation. We're all volunteers, Jim. None of us take a paycheck, of course, from this, and we're happy to volunteer our time to do this.
Well, it sounds like it's a very rewarding project that you're working on, and one that I suppose gets easier as time goes by because it's not really a tough sell anymore. People want to help, and they understand the cause.
Sure. I mean, it's like I said, Iowans are patriotic, and they all. The hardest job probably we have is telling the Guardians no, because there's a lot of folks who like to go on the flights with the veterans and help. And we do have a pre-flight dinner the night before, like I said, that we try and include the families on. And sometimes we'll bring some high school students in to help feed the veterans so they get a chance also to be of service. And so they also can see history firsthand.
Very good. Well, we'll see some faces light up when they get a chance to head over with the rest of their comrades in arms and have a good time and remember and do all the things that they can do in that short period of time before they come back and tell all those great stories.
Yeah, you bet. And we'll sure look forward to it, and we'd be happy to visit with you when we get back.
You bet. Jeff, thanks a lot for your time, and good luck with the rest of this. And just got about a month left here before the trip. Hope everything goes well.
Well, thank you. Lord willing, we'll have a great trip like we have before. And, you know, I'd just like to say, you know, we sure appreciate all that you folks do to help us promote this. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.